Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, Kakahiaka. Good Thursday morning to you guys. The first Thursday of December. Can you believe it? It's December 3rd already. 22 more days until Christmas for those that celebrate Christmas. And 19 days until my 25th wedding anniversary. Woohoo me! Aloha, everyone. This is the Crystal and Kaivi Talk Story at 9 a.m. High Time. That stands for Hawaii Time. We're so grateful to be with you guys each and every week at 9 a.m. Excuse me. Have frogs in my throat today. It's been a bird chilly week here in North Texas. Kaivi, my co-host, will be with us shortly. And he is in Waimanalo, Hawaii. I am in the Dallas-Fort Worth area of North Texas, and we've had a lot of rain and chilly weather, and so I have a little frog. Hopefully, the little frog will go away so I can do the rest of this radio show without any trouble. We start out each week with the pule, and as I said, Kaivi will be joining us in a little while. And so I get to do the pule again. Yay me. I'm so excited. Sorry. Mahalo ke okua. Mahalo na amakua. Mahalo na kapuna. Thank you so much for this glorious day. I cannot even begin to tell everybody how happy I am just to be alive and to be here enjoying the sunshine and the warm weather here in North Texas. Kiakua, I just ask that you please open up this space for our show and allow everyone that joins us to have their hearts filled with love, with aloha, and whatever may be ailing them or giving them trouble or grief or whatever challenge they may be experiencing, that for the next 55 minutes, that they will have some peace and calm and know that they are so indeed loved. And that we are so grateful for them each and every day, even though we may not say so. I want to also ask Kiakua that anyone that may be having health challenges, that you please help them with those health challenges and that they know that the healing power is within them and that they are able to be healthy, whole, and complete. I would like to ask for a special prayer for all my loved Ohana in South Kona, that this dengue fever mosquito thing is abolished and that everyone that has a confirmed case be healed and that no one else become a confirmed case. I would like that everyone ask for prayers for all of my family and friends in the South Kona district for healing and safety during this dengue fever outbreak. And Kiakua, as we have opened up this space with open hearts and an open mind, we thank you for all that you do for us each and every day. Mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. Okay, so hoping that everyone is doing well. Did we eat too much turkey last week? Lord knows I did. Thank God for three dogs and two cats because I had to pass off some to them and they're looking at me like, look, lady, I'm bloated already. I don't need any extra more. So anyways, for those that know me in person know that I'm crazy about my animals. I have a little zoo, three dogs, two cats, a parrot, chickens, two roosters, and a husband. So, yes, love my animals. Today's show is a little bit of a follow-up from last week's show. We're also waiting for Kanani to call in when she has a moment. So if you're wanting to talk to Kanani about her beautiful CD, YML, please, call in when I let you guys know that she is available on the line taking questions. If you want to call in, just to vala out to talk story, call-in number is 215-383-3871. Yeah, 215-383-3871. Yeah, you can call in, talk story with us. You know, we love it. So, healing with music. Do we all have our favorite song that can take us from sad, depressed to woohoo, happy? Do you know what your favorite song is? Do you have more than one, depending on what kind of woohoo, happy you want to get? If you don't, you need to get on YouTube and look for them woohoo, happy songs, or Spotify or iTunes, or, you know, dig out your albums. Yeah, I said albums. I'm old enough to own a little over 400 albums. Back in the day, we didn't buy it from iTunes. You had to go to the record store, and you either had enough money to buy the 45, which was the little record that only had the A song and the B song, or buy the LP, the vinyl. Yeah, so my husband and I are music nuts. Our library goes from A to Z and then some. And, of course, we all have our favorite, depending on how we feel, what's going on, what brings us up into that higher vibration. One of my favorites, I told you guys last week, Dream On by Aerosmith. Love that song. A few others that are just too fun and too funny. Salt and Pepper's Push. Yep, I said it. I grew up loving hip-hop, Parliament Funkadelics, Flashlight, Brothers Johnson, Strawberry Letter 23, Ain't Nothing Stopping Us Now, Santana. And it's just because it depends on where I'm at and where my vibration is to why I pick those songs as some of my favorites. One of my definite all-time favorites is a classic bluegrass song called Mountain Dew. Now, everybody knows, or most everybody here in the continental U.S. knows a soda pop called Mountain Dew. Well, the Mountain Dew song that I'm talking about is about moonshine. And I love this song because it's just funny. And we need joy and laughter in our life. So if you want to hear a funny song, you need to look up on YouTube Bill Monroe singing Mountain Dew, because he's got that hillbilly bluegrass voice and demeanor talking about moonshine, Mountain Dew. My husband tells me that he went to school where they sang A Little Brown Jug in school. Now, if kids were to sing about Little Brown Jug in school, they'd get in trouble probably and go to the principal's office. But, you know, back in the dark ages when my husband was a child, it was accepted. Now, he's not that old. And he would come back with a wisecrack, because he and I are only 3 years apart. For me saying that, dark ages. But at any rate, so, you know, how does healing with music help you? It helps change your attitude. You know, if you're driving down rush hour traffic and you're not listening to a book on Audible or iTunes or however else you can get your books online. I get mine from Audible. It just worked that way for me. But you need to figure out how to get through that rush hour traffic with grace and ease. Now, LA's got some really tough traffic. Dallas and Fort Worth, our traffic is coming in real close to second to LA, in my opinion, and only because every highway is under construction. What's up with that, Texas? You know, you couldn't give us a break? Nonetheless, it's all good. But when I'm driving in traffic, if I am not listening to an Audible book that is going to give me some inspiration, books along the lines of Wayne Dyer, Abraham Hicks, Christiane Northrup, Louise Hay, those are the ones that that type of book, not necessarily those authors, that type of a book, every now and then I'll jump in on one of the Rent and Audible and crack up. I was listening to Barnum and Bailey's How to Make Money from Barnum and Bailey's perspective in the early 1900s. Still holds true for this day and age. But you got to get your mind working. You can't just be going to work every day and not learning something new. And when you're traveling, you have to have something that's going to inspire you. So what is it going to be? Dr. Hook, Captain Antonio. I know I'm calling out some really funky names, but they just pop in my head. And you're stuck with it. Kaylee E. Reichel, Gabby Pahanui, Brother Israel Kamakavira Ole. So I'm popping music ideas for you guys because you need to find something that's going to get you excited, get you thrilled, get you motivated. If you're getting in the car rushed and you're thinking about, oh man, I got to get to work. So what is your focus on? Got to get to work. But your focus is not on, oh, thank you, God, I have a great job. Thank you, I have a car to get me there. Thank you, I got clothes to get there. Thank you for that big coffee, slurpy, muggy thing that you get at the Starbucks or at the gas station or the McDonald's or the Burger King. All of those things are important for you to get to your job. Need that caffeine, need that tea, whatever the case may be. Have the warm coat, depending on where you are in the world. It's really cold out there. For this Hawaiian, 33 is, whoo, buddy, cold. So instead of focusing on, oh, man, this traffic, gotta hurry. So your whole body is in gotta hurry mode. Find something that's going to go with that gotta hurry rhythm. Okay, I'm a hip-hop girl, so don't judge. Just go with it. So for me, if I'm in a gotta hurry, I'm going to be jumping around, a little Mexican jumping bean in my car, to something like a Salt and Pepper, MC Hammer, Bobby Brown. And then when I'm done kind of bouncing around in my car because I'm got all that hype energy, I might slow it down just a little bit because bouncing around in the car is not necessarily the best thing to do. But I do it. I admit it. Then I might just slow it down to slow it down and get me into a more calm state and more relaxed. So I might listen to some reggae. Yeah, it slows it down. A lot of the new reggae is very, to me, it's their political voice of what's going on, similar to what the rock and roll era did for Vietnam. So I might slow that down to that. Might jump into some classic rock. Trust me, to go from disco, hip-hop, to classic rock, that's definitely a breaks kind of music. Mm-hmm. Might even go to some country. There's great country music out there. George Strait, Conway Twitty, Parton. Okay, so George Strait, yeah, he's my man. He's my favorite. His songs seem like my life story. So now that he's slowed down and kind of retiring, I'm wondering what his next album is going to sound like and what part of my story is that going to be. So as you can see, I hit different genres of music. Now, if I'm really wanting to stay really calm, really mellow, I might pick up something like my friend's CD, Kanani Enos, her CD, YMO. It is very toxic, wrong word, very inviting. That's a better word. There's a T word that I was thinking of, but toxic was not it. Sorry, Kanadi. It is very embracing, I guess is maybe even a better word. But when you're wanting to just slow down and be really in a mellow mood, you want something that is going to touch you inside. Yeah, jumping around like a Mexican jumping bean. Hey, that works. That helps with the monkey brain, the ego. It gives it something to do. But when you're wanting to have all of it connect, body, mind, and spirit, then you want something that's going to infiltrate all of the senses, have you connected in that oneness, in that emerging love, in that peaceful and calming energy. So you're going to find something that is going to embrace you, that is going to envelop you like your mom would have done when you were a baby. Think of that nurturing. And so when you're out there picking music, think about different stages through your day. When we work out, we have workout music. If you're doing any kind of dance program, you know, it's that high, fast-speed hip-hop kind of stuff. Even when you're doing a spinning class, they might have something like that. But when you need something to focus, to really concentrate, then you need to get you a CD or your iTunes or your Spotify, whatever music thing that you listen to, that is going to get you into that place of your higher consciousness. And for those of you going, what the heck is she talking about? Higher consciousness. What is that? That is that place of serenity, that place where you know perfect love, perfect calm, perfect peace. For those of you out there that say, that place doesn't exist, yes, it does. It exists within you. And you're allowing outside influences to affect how you live your life. So take control back. Take control back of how you want to live your life. Doing it with music is simple. Most everyone on the planet has some kind of a device. Smartphone, MP3, iPod, next generation music thingy. You know, the watch thingy. You have control of how you can make your environment. There is nothing out there that can penetrate you if you're solid within yourself. You have to malama. You have to care for yourself first. So what does that mean? Find a music. Kenani Enos CD, YML. For me personally, it touches me on multiple levels of my being. Consciously, subconsciously, down in the na'au. When your hair on your neck raises, then you know, absolutely know, that this is something that you need to make a note of and to have it in your collection. If it touches you, because when our hair on our neck is doing stand-up spiky things, tickling us, whatever the case may be, then that's when you need to pay attention. what is that? Ooh, I like that. I like how it's making me feel. I like how it's making me think. I'm more relaxed. I'm more in love with myself. Yes, I said it. We don't say it enough. We don't honor ourselves enough to say, I love me. Yeah. So with Kanani CD, I love it in the aspect that it does touch various parts of me. And it gives me a different feeling. It reminds me of different places of where I've traveled to, different times in my life. We all have those songs. Think back to high school. You know, those songs, the mushy songs. Like my class song, which I didn't even have a clue was this until I was reading my class book. Don't ask me. I don't remember. Night Moves from Bob Seger. Seriously? No. Okay. That's what the class voted for. It's okay. But, you know, think back to those mushy songs. How did they make you feel? You wanted to be in love. And it was puppy love. Hey, puppy love is good. Better than no love at all. Got to start somewhere. Which brings me to the Michael Jackson and Donny Osmond thing going on when I was growing up as a little girl. Yeah, I said it. Donny Osmond, I'm a little bit rock and roll, and his sister, I'm a little bit country. But we're all a little bit of something. We don't have to say that we're just one thing or that we only like one kind of music. How boring is that? Seriously? I have friends here that they only listen to classic rock. But if their grandchildren listened to something else, they would listen to it too. How do I know? Because their grandchildren listen to country, and they have to listen to country, so the grandkid will be in the car not screaming and crying. See? Got to expand your horizons. All kinds of music hits all different tones in our body, and it's created for us. Yeah. I have a very dear friend that he does a little bit of rock and roll cover country. But what he likes writing, and some of his stuff is really good. Some of it I don't understand, but that's okay because it's not my time to understand. But I still like his music. But some of his stuff, what he likes writing and singing and doing, transcendental meditation kind music. His stuff will make the hair on your neck but rise. We'll talk about him another time. This time is devoted to my dear friend Kanani Enos, who's awesome, awesome young lady. Great mom. So how do you get the healing? Well, if you're in a sour, grumpy-ass mood, oops, I said the bad word, oops. How do you make yourself happy? Do you stay that way for days and days and everybody around you is dreading being around you? I had a boss like that once, just once. No, I'm just teasing. as far as I know, she's still working where I left that job. But you don't have to have that hanging over you. You can have a job and you can have a workplace and you can be happy. And if everybody else is wondering what is wrong with you, why are you so happy? You can just tell them, because I choose to and I'm doing things to make me happy. And if you don't like it, oh well, because it's my life, my rules, my sandbox. Oh, yeah, by the way, guess what? I'm on the iPad again, so no chat room. Sorry. So, Vala Au in the chat room if you'd like. Call in if you want to call in, and Vala Au, 215-383-3871. If I told you guys, ooh, I've got a magic pill here. Have this magic pill, and it will make you happy forever. How much would y'all pay for that? $1, $5, $100, $1 million, $1 billion. Well, you don't have to do that. Because the magic pill is inside you already. All you have to do is just change how you do things. Change your frequency. And it's as simple as just changing your radio station. Put something on that makes you feel good. Christmas music before Thanksgiving makes my husband grumpy. So we do not listen to the regular oldie station because they start playing Christmas music right after Halloween. So I don't want a grumpy husband. And he will tell, not a problem, honey. Flip it to the classic rock for a little bit. Flip it to the country. Flip it to the old country. We even try listening to Mexican music, but we don't understand all of the words, and I cannot translate fast enough for him, so it doesn't come out worth anything for him. But I do have some Spanish-speaking music in my library at home. And, of course, we all know La Bamba. And then we all know Feliz Navidad. Those are two Spanish songs, right? See, we're getting bilingual. We're learning. We're learning on what we like, what we don't like. So when you get in that car, when you go to work, be happy about it. Do you know how lucky you are that you have a job or have a career that you love? I have a friend that she listens from time to time. I don't know if she's on today, but I think she has a fabulous job. And if I would have known that there was a job like this, I probably would have applied to college and went to school right with her. Her name is Misty Sumner, and she works out in West Texas. And she gets to count. This is cool. She gets to count how many deer and sheep, and she goes in the helicopter. Now, I should have went to school to be the helicopter pilot because she's had a couple of issues with her helicopter pilots. But if you've ever been out in West Texas, it's intense as far as how the weather can change from moment to moment. So we're going to give that to the helicopter pilots. But anyways, she's got a really cool job because she gets to work with animals. And I don't know if she's part of Texas Parks and Wildlife, but I never knew that there was such a cool job like that. So hats off to you, Missy. And I know she loves her job because her and her husband are just outside country kind of folk. And they're really, really, really nice people. But that's what you got to do. Now, if you don't like where you're at and you really, really don't like your job, then we know what we got to do about that too, right? Because music is not the only thing that's going to be able to change that. You're going to have to update the resume and fill out applications, send it out, hire a headhunter to help you find something that you like better. Something that's going to move your soul. Going to make you feel good about yourself. Something that's going to make you proud of what you do. And, you know, December is that time of the year that we do the reflection looking back at the past 12 months and figure out, yes, I like where I'm at and I'm going to keep on going, or, ooh, nope, time to tweak and twerk and fit so that way coming into 2016, I'm more in tune with what I want to do, who I am, where I want to go, what I want to be when I grow up. I just want to be a Toys R Us kid. Okay, so, yes, my squirrel is going off today. However, if you guys have listened to me for the last 6 weeks, you know my squirrel goes off pretty regularly on this radio show. And healing with music can help you make some of those decisions, those life-altering decisions. I have a friend that recently had to return to law. That wasn't what she wanted to do. But her other path was not working out for her financially, so she had to do what she had to do. However, she can be the best holistic lawyer on the planet, and she's in the part of law that's really challenging, criminal defense. Somebody's got to do it, right? So why not have a light worker, a holistic person, someone that understands the true light of a person? We hear it all the time. Good people do something bad. Good people do something crazy. What were they thinking? Right? Well, somebody has to defend them. So I'm glad my friend, she does that. So that's what you have to decide for yourself. Is driving an hour and a half in traffic in each direction really what you want to do? Or do you want to find a job maybe a little bit closer to home, less traffic, may not pay as much, but how much is peace of mind? How much is calmness worth? What are those worth to you? Okay, for those of you that have lots of gray coming in and you got to do the dicing, is it because you're stressed out driving to traffic every day? Yeah, I know. A lot of you guys are going to say, no, it's my DNA. Okay, fine. I'm 53. Meditation, I'm telling you. When you meditate, it slows the growing pains of hair. I was just looking at mine in the mirror today, and I was really surprised even after this color job that I had back in the spring, my gray is very minimal. And my dad is white-headed. My mom has died for years. So, just sharing my experience, not sure. But yeah, meditation. So, okay, let's get back to healing with music, meditation. If you want that deep meditation, kind of relaxing music, check out Kanani Enos's CD, YML. You can find it on iTunes or wherever you find your favorite music in YML, WAIAMAU. Yes, you can meditate to any kind of music. Back in the day, it was classic rock, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, Moxie. I like the name of the band more than I like their music. You got Moxie, kid. So, okay, so write down your favorite musicians, write down your favorite songs, and then go out and look for some new stuff. I like One Republic. I like them. They're pretty cool. I don't know why people don't like Nickelback, but I like Nickelback. They got some really funny songs, great motorcycle songs. So if you're out there on a motorcycle, get the Nickelback CD. It is too dang funny. Yeah, I said it. It is. It is funny. My husband has an MP3 disc that has like almost 300 songs on it. And he's the funniest thing because he appreciates all kinds of music. This CD has Brother Israel Kamekazi Viola next to, what's his name? It just escaped me. Not Gabby Pahanui, but... Dennis Pavel. Yeah, he's got Hanalei Moon by Dennis Pavel on this MP3 disc. And when we're driving down the freeway, and if we're not doing 80, if we're driving through town, I will do the hand motions for Hanalei Moon on the back of the motorcycle. So, and then he's got bluegrass on there. He's got classic rock. So he has a nice variety of music to keep him entertained on a long motorcycle ride. And that's what you have to do, is just take some time. Oh, yeah, I don't have time. Hello, you have 24 hours in a day, just like everybody else. And what is more important than you? Take out a few minutes. I'm not saying sit and listen. Well, you can. But you know what you like. Take a few minutes and put together a list, and then just every day put a list together. Just add names to the list of who you like. Try something new. Okay, some new reggae. We all know Bob Marley. We know he had like 20-something children, and they all sing. So there's Ziggy Marley. There's another Marley that starts with an M. I can't think of his name. Okay, so that's what I would consider old reggae, established. New reggae. Soja, S-O-J-A. The Green. The Green, they're from Hawaii. Really cool stuff. I like their stuff. Anuhea, she's from Hawaii. So something new. I didn't say you got to go out and buy the album. You got YouTube, Spotify. Check it out. Then go buy this album. Go buy the CD. Yeah, support local music. I do. I got to share the story because it's just too stinking funny. The boys from The Green, the first time they came to Texas, my husband and I went. It was a Tuesday night, and they were playing with two or three other bands. I don't remember. They were first up. My husband and I arrived early. They were sitting outside smoking. Yeah, smoking. A couple, not all of them, you know. And my husband was outside smoking. So we go over and talk story. Hi. Hi, Auntie. Hi, Uncle. Good Hawaiian kids. Raised bright. You say Auntie and Uncle, which makes me feel ancient. But that's a whole other story. And, you know, we talk story. How I ended up there, I started listening to the Hawaiian reggae station on iHeartRadio. They had their first hit single called Alive, and I really liked it. It tickled the hair on the back of my neck, so I went and learned more about the band, more about the music, found out they were coming to Texas, and called my husband and said, we're going. He's like, okay. I buy the tickets to go, t-shirt, buy a CD from them, ask them to sign it. Then they get done with their set. My husband and I go over, talk a little bit more, tell them, okay, we got to go. Thank you so much. We really enjoyed it. Auntie, you got to check out the other bands. No, honey, we just came to see you guys. And they were so touched. Because these Hawaiian boys came all the way from Hawaii on this tour with these two other big bands, and somebody came just to see them. Well, I didn't know anything about the other bands. I don't know. Giant Panda and Iration, I think, is what it was. But for those of you that follow reggae. So anyways, we exchanged numbers. I told them, hey, anytime that you're in Texas or Oklahoma, in some, you know, you need something, call. Hey, you know, there's nothing worse to be stuck on the road in a 15-passenger van with 8 guys and something happened, you know? So anyway, over the years, when they come to town, Ron and I will buy their tickets and I'll message them. Hey, babies, it's Auntie. You need anything? You guys okay? No, Auntie, we're good. Every now and then I get a text of, Auntie, you need tickets? No, baby, I bought my tickets. I'll let you know when I cannot afford to buy my own tickets. I will, you know, maybe ask, but probably not because, you know, I'm not that way. But I'm like, no, I can help support the cause. So my husband says he's over at his friend's house drinking beer. They're out on the lake. One of the local boys, hey, Ron, can you guys get tickets to The Green cheaper? Because I just went online, and, boy, they're kind of expensive. My husband says, nah, we always just buy our tickets. You know, we're glad to pay because we can't afford, and, you know, we want to support the local bands. And he goes, well, you know, my girl wants to go. She wants reserve seating. but I really can't afford that. My husband says, well, isn't there general admission? He goes, yeah, but she wants to sit down. So kind of caught in between there, you know, you either for your girlfriend work a little bit overtime or buy the general admission and then your girlfriend's going to be mad at you. So whatever the situation. My husband, not thinking, goes, yeah, we always just buy our tickets and whatever, you know, whatever seats. The old lady, yeah, because she calls me that. The old lady decides that she wants either reserve seating or general admission, depending on the venue. Him, not thinking, says, oh, yeah, you know, they've offered us free tickets in the past. His local boyfriend goes, hey, you need to get them and give them to me. My husband, no, we buy our tickets so that way we're supporting the band. And we tell them, no need. So long story short of it there is that if you can't afford it, don't go broke. I mean, goodness, listening to music, going to concerts is not like back in the 70s and 80s when it was really cheap. And $25 was like really expensive for a ticket back then. But compared to now, hundreds of dollars. That's kind of wild, crazy. And as my husband says, I could buy every CD they ever made, not talking about the Green, but other bands. We were going to go see The Who. This is how the conversation started. But I could buy every CD they ever made twice and for what we're going to pay for one ticket in the nosebleed section. I'm like, okay, we will not go to that venue. And that's the thing of it. You have to look for your different venues. But listening to live music and feeling the musicians and their mana, their energy going into it is amazing. So if you can get out, listen to a cover band. Usually the venues are inexpensive to get in. Go find a new up-and-coming band. Now, this particular instance with the Green, the tickets were like $75 for seating at the House of Blues. But normally their tickets are really reasonable for seeing a live band. So you just have to choose what it is you want to do. But you just need to expand your horizons. Listen. Oh, sorry. Funky Cold Medina just popped in my head. Got to look it up because I don't sing well. And you guys should know that by now because whenever I attempt to, it sounds really funny. But, and I'm sorry, Funky Cold Medina started another song in my head, which is just cracking me up. That's why I've got the giggle box going. But see, that's how easy you can change your mood and help with your healing. You know, if you have that broken heart because boyfriend, girlfriend, lover dumped you, don't worry about it. More fishes in the sea, I know, but I really loved him. My perfect cure-all song for that, Someday by Mariah Carey, to the official version. The kids in that video are so stinking cute. But, you know, someday the person that you were with is going to realize they had something really good. And then they're going to wish for you. And you're going to go, sorry, Charlie. Because somebody else sees the value in myself. Because I see the value in myself. And I know that I deserve awesome. So I'm getting awesome. Sorry. I was looking to see if I had gotten a text from Kanani or Kaivi. Guess what? I guess we're wing-dinging the show by ourselves. No worries. It's all good, you guys. It's all good. But the power to make yourself happy or sad, in love, out of love, is within you. You're a divine creation from Akua. So what does that mean? Man, you got it all inside you. Happiness, joyful, loving. And it can take just a flip of the radio dial to make it go from depressed, anger, frustration to, all right, where's the nearest disco? Because I'm getting my Johnny Travolta on. Yeah, I said it, the Bee Gees. Oh, my God. Do you guys just love the Bee Gees? Well, not all of them or all of it, but I like the music, yeah. Yesterday, I was out with my husband helping him take care of an aquarium because, as most of you know, he broke his hand and he's out of the cast but still can't work 100%, so I'm helping picking up his slack. And our client was listening to everything 80s, and who comes on? Blondie, Debbie Harry. Man, that woman had every boy in my high school just drooling. And they all thought her name was Blondie until they figure out that, no, her name is Debbie Harry. Beautiful voice. I love Blondie. Love Supertramp. Oh, my goodness. The Cars. Yeah, I know a lot of old music. Some of the new stuff I don't know so much. But I really liked the era of music from the 60s to about 85. Not too much synthesized music, but awesome, awesome musicians that played music. They didn't have a thingamajiggy creating it for them. They did it. You know, where they had full bands. Okay, the Beatles were an anomaly. They had four people that made awesome music, divinely orchestrated. But then you got bands like Chicago that had horn section, Wind and Fire, Parliament Funkadelics. Oh, my gosh. You know, so when they're putting their energy into the music, then it's reverberating out of the drums or the saxophone or the guitar or the violin, and you're feeling it. And I mean feeling it, because it's tickling you in your nose. It's touching you in your heart. And the hair on the back of your neck is standing up. Then you know that music is touching you. It's inspiring you. It's making you feel. Law of attraction, vibration. How do you feel? I think there's a song, How Do You Feel? So you need to take out. So you need to take time to check, how do you feel? Do I feel sad? Not every job do you not have a minute to yourself that you can't. Take your purse for ladies, plug in your iPhone, your iPod, your headset. Go in the bathroom stall. You don't got to sit on the pot. Just go in the bathroom stall so nobody sees you, so that way you can change your energy. You know, get out there and get your groove on. Dance. Feel the vibration. Make it, you know, make it feel better. Having a challenging customer. Evie and I have talked about cutting the aqua cords, but you've cut the aqua cords and you're going, okay, what now? Throw on a headset. Throw on some tunes, something that's going to take you from, oh, my God, I just could just scream to, yes, baby, yes, baby. Whatever that is. Okay, I know there's no lyrics that say yes, baby, but just go work with me here, you guys. Something that is going to motivate you to make you feel better. That's what I'm talking about. Do you feel it? Who is your go-to music? That's what you have to have on your iPod or your MP3, your little phone thingy. Run to the bathroom. All you need, you don't need the whole song. But sure, if you can take 3 minutes out of your day for yourself, take 3 minutes out of your day. Men, you guys have a lot easier going into the, you know, sneaking away. You don't have to, you know, you can have it in your pocket. Women, we got to take our purse. Unless, of course, we're wearing pants and you got something small. You know, most places don't want you on your phone, so you got to be discreet. Go, you know, stick your headset in. Figure out what you got to do to make your day better. Because it is all about you. It is all about you. If you don't take care of yourself, nobody else is going to do it for you. I got enough with me and this big old body. And of course I got the 3 dogs, the 2 cats, the parrot, the 4 hens, the 2 roosters, and the husband. So, sending out love and light for you. But you got to take it. You got to take that initiative. Well, it's about that time. I'm going to start doing the sign-off. I am sorry that Kanani or Kaivi couldn't join us. Obviously, something came up, and I'm hoping that they'll be able to join us at a future date. I know Kaivi will be with us next week. Kanani, my dear, is in the South Kona district of the island of Hawaii, so she has 3 little ones, and I know she stays very busy. We had to schedule the time to do the show last week. If you get an opportunity, go to cdbaby.com and pick up Kanani Enos CD YMO. It does really touch you on a very physical, emotional, and conscious level. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us since February. Kaivi and I are so touched that you take time out of your schedule to spend it with us. There is nothing greater than being able to share our joy and our mana'o with you guys every week. Sometimes it's crazy stuff and sometimes it's really crazy stuff. But it's all good stuff. Everything that we do because we trust Keakua is guiding us. And the ancestors are guiding us. And our spirit guides are guiding us. If we didn't have full trust, we would be bumping our heads on the wall. And trust me, there's days that we do that too. You're not alone. We bump our heads against the wall. We're in the door. And we're like, oh, wait. Why am I doing this? Oh, yeah. Forgot to step over just a little bit so I could walk through the door. But mahalo for each of you. And you guys be very well. Take care of yourselves. Do what you got to do to malama yourself. Love yourself. Be kind to yourself. I cannot even begin to tell you how much you need to be kind to yourself. Be gentle. Sit in the bubble bath. Remember, it's your 3 square foot of space. It's your sandbox. Who you allow in it is your choice. If they know, like, play nicely, say, sorry, see the rules? Rule number 1, my sandbox. Rule number 2, play nice. Rule number 3, see rule number 1. If you would like to get a healing session from me, I am Crystal Kia Paul. My website is alohacrystal.com. My email is crystal@alohacrystal.com. If you would like to get a session from Kaivi, you can reach him at Ho'ola Foundation, HOOLAFoundation.com. His email is hoolafoundation@gmail.com. If you have any comments for the show, our email is the number 9, HITIME, HITIME.com@gmail.com. Excuse me. Website is the number 9, HITIME.com. Email is the number 9, HITIME@gmail.com. So in this holiday season where everyone else is hustling and bustling, take time to smell the roses. For those of you in Hawaii, smell the plumeria for me because that's one of the fragrant smells that I miss. Everyone, be well, be happy. A hui ho, Emma Lama Pono.